There's a bit of confusion abroad when it comes to our international borders. I'll get to that one in a moment. We had one message from the Prime Minister yesterday and a different one appearing in print today. Let me go to this one, because we were talking last week about the prospects of an upgrade, if you like, on services between Cairns and Narita. What previously was the exclusive domain of Jetstar was going to become Qantas and Japan Airlines route as well, for upmarket travellers that don't want to go economy class Japan to Cairns. Remember, we used to have 250,000 Japanese visitors a year coming into Cairns, and of course that came right back to under 100 in recent years. I think it's back up, it was up to about 100 before the COVID hit. Now, Peter Carruthers writes in Saturday's Cairns Post, Cairns business leaders are confident an interim decision to reject new Japan flights arriving in the far north by the competition regulator can be reversed if metropolitan destinations, that's Sydney and Melbourne, can be pulled from the proposal. Anyway, earlier this year, JAL Qantas proposed the new tri-weekly service Cairns Narita, aimed at attracting top-shelf passengers. We know all of that. To fly, they don't want to fly with Jetstar. Now, the ACCC is proposing to block the new route using an Airbus A330 based on the joint business agreement, being in breach of competition laws. The modified submission added to the Cairns route proposal was a pitch for JAL Qantas flights on the Tokyo-Melbourne and Tokyo-Sydney routes. Look, there's any number of commentators saying, hang on a minute, we'll just revisit this and we'll get the opportunity back, even though it's a fair way over the horizon, according to the Prime Minister yesterday. Tropical North Queensland Chief Mark Olson said, that's TTNQ, said he was working with Qantas to shift the proposal's scope. I think most people in tourism wish him well. He's on the line here somewhere. There he is, Chief Executive TTNQ. G'day, Mark.
Morning, John.
Did you get a bit of a surprise when this was sort of seemingly reversed?
Yeah, we were working really closely with Qantas, as you know, through the end of last year and early this year to get the Cairns-Narita proposal back on the table, particularly under the Qantas tail. As you quite rightly said, there's a direct correlation between the drop in visitor numbers directly out of Japan coming into Cairns and the introduction of the Jetstar service. So we know that a lot of passengers coming out of Japan are looking for the consistency of a national carrier. So we're really pleased when Alan was here early this year for the Advance Cairns get-together, and he announced that that the Cairns-Narita route would be in their proposal to the ACCC. It's a little surprising, but not completely surprising, that the ACCC have knocked back the proposal, which includes the Sydney and Melbourne routes, because they were open to competition from other competing airlines, All Nippon in particular. So we're working with the Qantas Group and through the Cairns Airport and through a number of parties to try and see whether there is an opportunity to either put some conditions or to vary that joint business arrangement. But it's entirely up to Qantas. It's their business and it's their business agreement with JAL. So.
It's got to be said, Alan Joyce is about as sharp as they come when it comes to these leaders in aviation. Surely he would have seen this hitch, if you like. He would have foreseen this issue coming, so surely he'd be ready with a response, wouldn't he?
That's what we understand. So, as you said, it's going to be a while before we see direct flights back in from Japan. We had hoped that we would see them this year. We're now hearing don't expect anything until 2022, and that's obviously linked to the rollout of the vaccine and the desire to keep the cases at zero, and possibly the timing of a federal election at some point. So all of those need to be taken into consideration. We're wishing Japan very well in their preparation for the Games, and we've always said that we would leave them until after the Games were complete, but we had hoped that we would see some Japan services late in 2021, but it'll now be 2022. So it gives a bit of time for Qantas and the Qantas Group to negotiate with the ACCC on the conditions around that joint business arrangement.
Now, Mark, in recent times on this program, there have been fairly well-informed commentators saying there could be international flights apart from to New Zealand by the end of the year. Then I pick up yesterday's Sunday Mail, and across the front page it reads that borders will stay closed to the world indefinitely, and completing the vaccine rollout does not guarantee a reopening, according to the Prime Minister. And there's a whole lot of people scrambling, saying, oh, come on, we're on our knees, for God's sake, don't say things like that. What do you think he's getting at there?
Look, I think the public of Australia do feel concerned about the level of COVID coming in from overseas arrivals. From the tourism industry's perspective, we have absolute faith in the health professionals and the quarantine system. You know, there's been some glitches, but we're talking about absolutely minor ones. Australia has done an incredibly good job of managing COVID, and we were really hoping that that good management would see us in good stead to reopen international borders, particularly for groups like international students who we'd love to see coming back again. They provide not only a great economic boost, great connections in terms of trade, but they're also great employees in the tourism sector and in ag sector. So we'd love to see that going. It's great to see the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program is working, but as a skilled worker base, I mean, we don't have quite the same volume of people as we might need from the Pacific coming into Australia for tourism jobs. We know we have a skills shortage at the moment. We're not seeing those chefs coming through. We're not seeing those skilled employees that we need in so many roles. We'd love to be able to see a stepwise approach to reopening the borders. The New Zealand model is obviously working. Constraints have come in on the New Zealand to New South Wales sites as a result of flights, as a result of the COVID situation there. But the rest of Australia is remaining open. I think we're doing a great job of managing, and I think we can continue to do that. So we'd love to see some confident statements coming out of both levels of government about reopening in a staged way to those who can meet the COVID requirements, come in, quarantine, re-enter the community safely, and there seems to be a lot of people who can do that, as well as getting our Aussies home.
I'm interested in the fact the Chamber of Commerce have stepped in here. This is Mandagora, heading up the Chamber of Commerce Industry Queensland. He says it's not just about tourism, it's about importing and exporting international business generally, and he says also that we really need, businesses want a strategy that included a timeline and standardisation of the vaccine rollout and ongoing quarantine arrangements. So this is a broad spectrum appeal now to the Prime Minister to say, give us some sort of, you know, program that we can look forward to get us out of this nightmare.
Yeah, and that's been the way all the way through, John. You know, industry has always called for government to provide a clear roadmap, and we were doing that right back in March and April when we first went into lockdown to get some clarity because businesses need to make investments, they need to retain quality staff, they need to provide certainty for their teams, for their investors, for their owners. So that's all we ask for, clarity in that roadmap. We understand that it has to be managed, but we also understand that the health professionals can and have done an incredible job of containing it. So I think we should be seeing some clarity from both levels of government on that roadmap out so that industry has got some confidence. International exports is a huge driver of the Australian economy, and tourism is just one important part of that.
Just before you go, I hear a fair bit of the, you know, the rolling sound of the suitcases along the Esplanade. Now, we did have doubts back before Easter about May. In reality, how's the tourism industry going up here at the moment?
Yeah, it's probably dipped a little, about 10 to 15% from the peak of Easter, but it's holding quite steady through May. We're seeing good forward bookings, certainly for the June, July school holidays, and through August and into early September. So that's a real positive. It means that there's lots of great employment opportunities for that working holiday to come up over the winter. So I'm sure there's lots of people listening whose friends and relatives are down south and wouldn't mind a change of scene. So it'd be a great opportunity to look at some working holiday opportunities for Aussies here. We won't see international travellers back again to fill those spots, so why not?
Well said. Well said. Never let a chance go by. Good on you, Mark. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
It's Mark Olson. He's the Chief Executive of Tourism Tropical North Queensland.